people that'll tell you they can't save any money because they're in debt. Well, if you want to use that as an excuse, go ahead. But in my books, it's a poor one. You can be in debt and still put money to work for you. As a matter of fact, if there's only two ways of earning money, it would be an excellent idea to get both ways working, especially if you're in debt. Now, take a look at page 18. If you find the task of getting your financial world in good order for this exciting journey is something that you're just not able to do, I would strongly suggest that you seek professional assistance. Now, this is something that all wealthy people do. Now, let's go back and take a look here again. John, in the last lesson, encouraged you to be very honest, take stock where you're at. I'm suggesting you decide exactly where you want to go or the star that you want to hit. Now, all we need to get from here to here is a plan and then follow it. You don't have to know exactly everything you have to do, but you have to go to someone who does. I mentioned earlier that many years ago, I earned in excess of $1 million in 1 year. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I'm not too proud of, but it's the truth. At the end of the year, I didn't have any money. I was one of those rich people that didn't have any money. I was living fairly well, but nothing extraordinary. I didn't buy any planes or trains. I didn't shoot off to Paris for a weekend. I wasn't in the habit of flying off to Atlantic City or Las Vegas and play on the tables. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know where it went. There were some things I wanted that I wasn't even able to afford to buy, and they weren't extraordinary things. Now, if you've always worked for an average wage, you might be wondering, well, how did he do it? It wasn't difficult. There's some people here in the audience that have done exactly the same thing. Probably a number of you. And you'll just say, no, it wasn't difficult. Do you know that most people have never sat down with someone that really understands money? I think if you needed an operation, you had to have your appendix removed or something, I don't think you'd talk to the guy next door unless the guy next door happened to be a very competent surgeon. I think if you needed a root canal, it'd be highly unlikely you'd talk to your druggist about it. I have mentioned earlier here on the tape that we had a bit of a catastrophe with our plumbing this morning. I didn't phone the electrician to have that repaired. Why is it we just ask anyone for advice? Why is it we just say, what do you think? The person we're asking probably doesn't. But they'll always give you an opinion. Well, we're suggesting you sit down with someone that really understands. Now, wealthy people follow the advice of financial experts. It is similar to the principle of the idea that if a person's body were sick, he or she would seek out a skilled physician for advice. Moreover, you should also keep in mind that even healthy people, if they're wise, periodically go to a doctor for a checkup. You know, I went to a doctor for a checkup here just recently. There was nothing wrong with me. And my wife says, go, so I went. You know, I do everything she tells me. And he was examining me, and I thought, wonder why he wanted to be a doctor. I thought, I'd hate to do this. You see, I'm a salesperson, and I love to sell. I actually pity a person that's not. Now, I know there's a lot of people that love what they do, and they probably pity the salesperson, but that's the way I think. And so, of course, I was comparing what he did with selling, and I thought, I'd much rather sell. But I still went for his advice, even though there was nothing wrong with me. Now, I want you to think about this. You don't have to be sick to get better. Come down to the middle of page 18. We say it's already been brought to your attention that very few people ever develop real expertise in the area of serious financial planning. They just don't do it. Therefore, we should seek out a competent financial counselor.